Samuel Aquila, he asked all the preachers or archdiocese of Denver give personal stories for this weekend, especially to promote vocations for the archdiocese of Denver. So my homily today will be like stories. I celebrate my priestly anniversary on Tuesday. Our Lady of Fatima. I was ordained 2 years ago, and Tuesday, I had met at the nursing home at Morningstar nursing home, and I told people at the nursing home that, hey, today is my anniversary, priestly anniversary, and I told them that 2 years ago, I have 1,000 people in the pew, and then now I only have 8 or 9 of you, and then like, in the pew right now. And then even they were like sleeping, like they were the, like, they don't care, like, who cares, Father Anthony, like, who cares about that at all? But it's so beautiful that 2 years ago, like, 1,000 people, but right now, like, it's just like a couple, like, really small group. But I was so happy about to celebrate my anniversary. And for dinner, I called Father Kevin Kessel. He is in Our Lady of Loretto right now. We are classmates. We were the classmates. We're a really small class, just two of us in the study for the Archdiocese of Denver. And I called him and then, hey, what should we do for our anniversary? And I told him, why don't we have Italian food together for dinner tonight? But I told him, hey, if we go to Italian restaurant, we have to vest well. So why don't we put like the formal clerics? And then so we did. So I put in myself with a fully formal clerics and walked into the Italian restaurant. And the lady, she saw me and said, hey, did you come back, just come back from a funeral, huh? And then I told, no, kind of like, yeah, that's kind of like my funeral like 2 years ago. So no, this is my anniversary today. But a really beautiful moment that I can be with my classmate, even like just two of us. I grew up in Vietnam. As you know, as a young boy, I lived with my grandmother. My parents, they were so poor, and then they couldn't afford to help me. So I lived with my grandmother. And then she took me to the church in the morning at 4:30 a.m., and I hated it. Like, I hated it. Why you to wake me up at like 4 a.m. In the morning to go to the church? Like, going to the church with me was so, like, I hated it. I hated it. And then, so when she passed, when I was in the seventh grader, encounter with death, encounter with suffering, like, stirring in my heart something deeper than life, something deeper, because after death, eternal life. So with that, the idea about becoming a priest, she gave that to me. My grandmother, my grandma, she gave it to me, like the idea about becoming a priest. She pointed at the altar, hey, Anthony, do you want to become a priest? And then that idea, I grew up with that idea. Of course, college. Of course, university. Of course, girlfriends. I thought like I found my treasure when I saw my girlfriend, but it turned out it doesn't work that way at all. So I got like two girlfriends, and then I joined the seminary. So I studied in the seminary in Vietnam for 3 years. And after studying in 3 years in Vietnam, the bishop in Vietnam, in my diocese, he called me and he told me, like, hey, I want you to be in U.S. and study over there to serve the people over there. And I asked him, hey, where is it? Like, and he told me that in Colorado. And then I asked him, where's it, Colorado? And then he said, in U.S. And I thought, in my mind at that time, U.S. is California. California is U.S. That's about it. I have no idea about Colorado at all. So I had to Google it. Like, I Googled it, like Colorado. And then I got here. And then on the airplane, flying from Vietnam over to here, I learned one English word, water, because I have no idea how to say in English. At that time, my English were really like limited. I got mostly zero in English. And then one word on the airplane from Vietnam to here, water. And I just practiced that word all the time. Like, give me water, water, like all the time on the airplane. And then so when I got here and struggling a lot, like with the language, like no driver license, no language, nothing, no friends, nothing. And then I was, this is like crazy, like my life, a couple months, like the first year was crazy. And starting to learn the language, English. So I learned from A, B, C, D, E, F, like the whole alphabet about the language. And I learned the language from the radio. I put a radio on my ear all the time. So during the day, during the night as well. And sometimes I woke up at the midnight because like the radio. And a lot of people ask me, Father Anthony, what kind of accent do you have? And then I told them that is the radio accent I learned from the radio. So my accent can be like a radio all the time. So I learned from a radio. And then I'll be honest with you, it took me like 8 months to finally something clicked in my head. I woke up and after 8-9 months, and I told you, right, I'll be honest with you because I want to be honest with God. Something clicked in my head, and I caught the moment by the grace of God. And then I went into, like, as I watched, like, a TV, like, and then finally I got it. Like the moment you realize you understand the language, God, I got it. I understand now. I understand the news that they are talking on the TVs now. And I was so happy about that. And then I joined the seminary in Denver. And then seminary life, seminarian is so awesome. Yeah, it's so many, many beautiful story and funny story. I can name one story. As you know that a young seminarian, my classmate from Kansas, from Montana, from Phoenix, we studied together. And we woke up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and we have a holy hour until 7. And then we have classes from 8 to noon. And then at that time, everyone was so tired. Like, everyone was so super duper tired. And then we had mass at at noon. And then the noon mass was so like the most uncomfortable moment during the day. Because why is so boring? Like, why am I so tired? And then I was sitting on the pew, like the pew with you all right now. And my classmate, he's from Kansas right now. He's a priest right now. And he's right in front of me, right here. And he was sleeping, And during the first reading, very first reading, and I just raised my voice near his ears. And I told him, Alleluia. And then so he stood up and he said, because he thought like the gospel, and then like the guys be like behind me, they all dying, they all laughing, they all dying so hard, and then we, and then so he hated me, like he hated me a lot, but he's a priest now, he's from Kansas, and then but it turned out we have a good relationship, like, and then we talk a lot after that. So that is the story in the seminary. But so I love being a priest. I love being a priest a lot. Being a priest is really like, of course, am I struggling with my life? Yes. Am I busy with my schedule at Light of the World? Yes. But none of this like keeps me from being joyful as a priest. I love being a priest a lot. And if I can share something with the young people in the pew, I just invite you all to think about that in the moment. Because being a priest is something like deep down in my heart, something like... So right now, I have like a couple of nursing homes and light up the world. And recently, I realized that I love elderly people a lot, and the dying a lot. Whenever I go to the nursing homes, my heart is burning. And I did not realize that until recently, maybe 2 months ago, I realized that I have my heart is burning every time I go to the hospital, I go to the nursing homes, I go to anoint someone who's dying. And something like God, he moved me. He moves my heart with the love for elderly people. I love them a lot. Brother, sister, the love of God moved me from Vietnam to U.S. The love of God moved me from the seminary, from the normal life to the seminarian life. The love of God moved me from the seminarian life to be a priest. And because all is the love of God, today's gospel is about, do you love me? If you love me, I will remain in you. My love, remain in my love. God, he loves you. Brother and sister, of course, I'm sharing you your story. It's not because love, because maybe I'm a priest. But do you know that in the catechism, I have to read in the catechism. Number 2013, all Christians in any state or walk of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. You are called to holiness. And brother and sister, holiness is the universal call of the church. Maybe you are married people, you are a single state, maybe you are priests, you are deacons, you are whatever, but you are called to the holiness because the love of God moves you every day. The love of God, he moves you every time. And I invite you all to reflect on that with me this week. Maybe may I share with you last story. This homily about the stories, I don't know, because that is the Archbishop. He asked me to share my story with you. So the last story I want to share with you. You know that having masses at nursing home is really like unpredictable every week. Every week, a different story. So I got one story from the nursing home. I had met at the nursing home at Willowbrook. Well, yeah, Willowbrook is right here. Okay? Like the nursing home, you like 1 mile from here. And then I came for mass, like normal masses, normal. And then we had met in a conference room, like conference table. You will see like I am right here, okay? And then 8-10 people like surrounded me, like the tables around this side, and I'm right here. And then the people like right here, and people right here, like so close to me. And then I have mass. And then during mass, like the normal lady, masses were so normal. And then the first reading, nothing happened until the gospel. I was reading the gospel. And the lady is like right here, okay? She's right here. She took the bread on like in the chalice, and she ate it like in front of everyone. She took it and she ate it like, and then so you know like on the chalice we have a bread for the priest. She took it, she ate it, and the rest of them like, what is going on? What happened? Why she ate it? And then I told her, lady, this is not a candy. I'll have a candy for you later, but this is for like the bread. I will consecrate it to become a body of Christ. You should not eat it. This is not like a candy at all. And then the lady kept eating, and then I had to took like another host from my bag, and I put it there. And then I have to move the whole thing, like move it slowly, like around. Like the whole thing, I just like slowly. And I have mass like right here, just so close to like the person. And I said, no more candies, okay? This is like during the gospel. This is during the gospel. Yeah, no kidding at all. Like the seminary, they didn't teach me anything about this at all. But now I have to handle the situation. no more candies. And then I said mass like the normal. And then, you know that during the Holy Communion, of course, like the body of Christ, the body of Christ. And I gave to the lady the body of Christ. And she said, I ate already. I don't need anymore. And then, like, the whole mass, it's just like I was dying because I want to hold my laugh, but I cannot. Like. Well, anyway, that's all I have for this, for you all, for this weekend. Of course, like, about the stories, I don't know what to tell you because, like, the story about my vocation, about my life, about the priesthood. So we will collect this one for you all. Please write the name of the young man want to become a priest, and then we will collect these flyers, these cards during the offertory, and then also in the end of Mass, we have in the North House, you have a basket as well. Thank you, you all.